What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to the X on the Beach After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, Corey wants to have his cake and eat it too. The cast gets a little bit of a surprise and a twist, and Shamron is back. Let's get it, y'all.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's a vibe, y'all. Hey. I'm not sad, I'm not crying. If you mad, this is a new call, y'all. If you haven't heard it, play with me. Okay,
we feeling it.
This is Tyler's vibe. This is definitely Tyler's vibe.
Definitely. We know who chose this.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, you know, and I am here with the panel, everybody. To my left over here, we have Miss Sensei Don't Play. What's up, girl?
Hey, y'all. I came in fresh space today. So, haters, you can't say nothing about me.
Oh, there you go. Feel yes. That flip. Feel that hair flip. And right next to her, we have our resident Wendy Williams. Say what's up to
Melody Rose. I don't like that.
Girl. Oh. Own it. Own it. She's the queen of gossip.
I mean, it is what it is. I'll take it.
And our resident fill-in, this is your vibe, Tyler. This is you. If you get him in an ukulele in front of a camera, this would be you. What's up, exactly. Tyler? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Mr. Daddy Longlegs is back. You know, Mr. Taller Than Your Boyfriend. It's okay.
There we go.
I'm ready.
Yeah, a lot of the girls on X on the Beach like tall guys. Maybe you should have been there.
This was my show. I missed it, though.
It's you great. Missed it? Yeah. Yeah, we have a good show for you guys. We have a little segment we're going to talk about later. If you guys ever watch Charlemagne the God, Breakfast Club, and there's a donkey of the day, we're going to try to figure something out along those means, so definitely watch out for that. Melody got some more news that we already talked about, but... things keep a brewing, so I'm feeling that this might be true.
I mean,
right? We got the confirmation, y'all.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting the confirmation, y'all. But let's talk about it. Overall thoughts, guys, from this episode. A lot went on in this episode.
Yeah, but I wasn't really fulfilled with this episode. I feel like it was one of those, like, filler episodes. It's just like, I don't know much.
You thought this was a filler?
Yeah. It was like the setup. It was the setup to, like, the real storm.
Mm, okay.
Me and Tyler are like, but that surprise with a twist type
exactly.
situation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? Surprise.
Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Because this is what I'm talking about. The surprise with the twist. I'm sure you guys are watching. You guys are in the chat. So shout out to you guys. Alicia came back.
Yeah.
Alicia is back in the house. And she is no longer a ex. She is now an OG. Single, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for that, though.
Oh, so they brought her in as a single. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just saying that.
No, they brought her in as a single. Let me know how you feel.
I mean, I like that she doesn't... she doesn't care about Corey. You know, why are you here? Why are you here? She's like, because I'm going to ruin your good time. Yeah.
She was, I mean, like, he still has feelings, apparently, obviously.
Yes.
And the reason why he got rid of her in the first place was because, what? He wants his cake and eat it, too? Or was he because he was too scared to have feelings for him while Taylor was in the house as well, too?
I think that was it. I don't feel like he's trying to get his cake and eat it, too, because he's being honest with both of them. You know, he's not really being shady about it. He's, like, telling Taylor what he told Alicia and, you know, vice versa. So I feel like he's playing the cards right for his sake. You know what I mean? I mean, they both still like him, and they're both, like, falling for him. So, I mean, that they should just be polyamorous together.
Corey seemed like he was so invested in her still.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, right when she came back, he walked off the beach, was yelling at her, like, why are you here? I'm trying to start something else. Don't mess with my feelings.
Yeah, that was being, he was emotional mad.
Yeah.
And not, like, mad in the, I'm pissed off way because you're going to get between me and Taylor. But because now I have to think about what I want.
Exactly. Right when he came back, he was like, man, I still have feelings for her. Like, immediately.
Right.
He didn't have to think about it. He wasn't like, oh, Taylor, I'm all in with you. Don't worry about her. Mm. He just gave him the uncertainty.
Well, they were still together.
They, yeah.
You know, when they...
And Taylor and him were only together for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Right. So, a 2 week breakup and then a 2 week hookup. Ooh, I don't know.
Right. I mean, I can't be mad at her for wanting to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they sent her to a hotel for a couple of days, and the producer was like, you know what? I have an idea.
Probably.
You know, let's bring it back. I feel like these producers are super on it, like we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Derek and Angela image, and they were like, this is going to be good for the Shack of Secrets, and now this situation.
Yeah.
It's like no one is safe in the house.
No one.
Especially because Alicia is one of the most entertaining exes. Some of the exes, you can leave them out, but Alicia needs to stay because she's so entertaining to watch.
Because she brought the drama that's happening right now. You see Angela's face? All of the faces.
I'm surprised we didn't hear her, though. She was pretty quiet this time around.
She was quiet.
Yeah.
Right. What did
they
call
her? She was real quiet this episode.
They called her Hurricane Angela, right?
Yeah, that wasn't
she's
a hurricane.
The pop-off queen, apparently.
Well, she was saying how if she didn't love all these people, she would have left with Torai. And I'm like, girl, you should have left with Torai. Like...
She needs some more. You know, she needed to shine a little bit more. And she was like, I'm staying a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, that was interesting. But, you know, it feels like everyone in this house needs some advice. A little bit of, you know, learning in their lives. Yeah. I think we have the best podcast for that. You know, take it away, Melody.
Yeah, you guys, you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, we've got the podcast just for you. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to grow and how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free.
I love it.
Yes. For the free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, make sure you let Maria know that it was this panel that sent you there. Mm-hmm. That's Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
And it's the X on the Beach panel that sent you over there, y'all. So definitely tell her that, okay? We all need to learn. These exes need to learn.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time, guys. True. It's a good time.
Y'all need to learn today.
They're not going to learn.
They're not going
to
learn.
They're trying to be on another season of another show.
The exes are going
to so learn. Bad.
Ooh. I mean, okay. So we talked about it a little bit. Corey and Alicia and having this cake and eating it too. But there's another couple over there. Or there's another interesting situation out there, and that's Chris and Haley.
I mean, interesting.
And interesting the fact that it's just so like over their heads that they're just not for each other, but they still want to try. It's crazy to me.
I think he's delusional when he even sits there and I don't think she doesn't want to be with you. Like
so quick,
he's a little slow.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just an awkward relationship. I feel like Haley shouldn't have let him kind of, you know, run this game for her. Mm-hmm. I feel like she should have twisted it around, and I feel like she should be the alpha female kind of in the situation and not let Chris, you know, run the show a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's not just them, too. We got the whole Victoria and Louis situation where Louis just, like, not there at all.
I was about to say, happening.
I know, me too. And then I was like, who's Louie?
It's actually Dimitri 2.0. That's who it is.
Oh, my God.
Y'all still playing on Dimitri. Shout out to you, Dimitri.
That is so funny.
They both play baseball, you said, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And they're both really tiny.
And they're both in their feelings.
Aw. Yeah, no, I think Louie's dope. I mean, I think it's so cool that he's, like, from just a regular world. And he just got thrown into this, you know what I mean, as, like, one of the exes.
Right.
So I think he does have a lot to, like, you know, bring to the table.
To learn.
And a lot to learn as well. And it will just be interesting to see how it plays off next episode. And we'll talk about that in predictions.
Well, my question, though, for you guys is that... Do you think he should have established that relationship for her not to have gone behind his back? Because it seems like she didn't want to apologize whatsoever. We figure like it was a little more soft at the end. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to. She didn't even tell him everything that was going on.
Right. Yeah.
But they went into the Shack of Secrets and he saw that video, played the whole thing. And it was not just one, but two guys that she was messing with while they were supposedly together.
Yeah.
I think that's a big ego hit, especially he's probably like a college athlete. And he's like, oh. This girl's going to stay with me. I don't have to commit to her. But she's like a pretty cool girl too. Like shout out to Victoria because she was the one who was like, yo, if you're not going to wife me up, I'm going to do what I want. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of how it should be if you're not going to like commit to somebody.
At the same time, I feel like if she had to hide it,
they were in some sort of committed something.
Yeah.
But is it hiding if he's not asking?
She's lying about it. Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he was asking.
He is, she is lying.
So she's lying.
Yeah,
so I feel like she should at least apologize. Mm-hmm. She lied. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I know. Y'all made some good points.
So they had something to say. She was like, wait a minute.
No, they said what I was going to say. So I'm like, they
yeah, no, I'm saying. God. I mean, I feel like he was confused with where they stand, but she was still kind of creeping. So there must have been something there that she knew that he was feeling. But because it wasn't established, maybe she just felt like it was, I mean, they were in college.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, she was hella young. She probably didn't know what she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
The whole phase.
There's a phase. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a phase.
There's a
friend, you know, friends with benefits situation, that ain't no claim. Mm-mm. That ain't no claim.
It's funny because...
All right, friends with benefits is no claim.
That's real.
But if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, so who knows? Maybe they're really close, you know, doing intercourse stuff, and then
that's like the nicest most people.
I know.
Say.
I've been really
it.
Trying not to say the F word anymore. Like,
well, what did she say? She said entertaining other guys, and I was like, y'all right, really clean so these things up.
She's just over here, you know, friends with benefits with people.
Yeah, she's juggling for guys, you know, entertaining them.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said, sure. Everyone has that face. Everyone yes. has that face. Some people don't fall.
I mean,
out
not everyone.
That.
Don't do that.
Someone does say.
Let's say 80+% people have that face.
Sure.
R09 Climb XB says Louis was definitely the female in the relationship.
Ooh, man.
And then said you can tell Victoria's lying about the establishment situation. Well, so they feel like, you know, she was kind of like. You know, trying to make her look good, you know, which, you know.
Who doesn't try to make themselves look good when they're talking about a situation, though?
Yeah. The thing is, we're never going to know, you know? That's the crazy part. Because I was between them. Yeah. So, you know, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we talked about this earlier. The podcast from Maria is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that this show's free.
Yeah.
Don't y'all love that this show's free?
I love it.
I hope everybody else does.
I know. And if you guys do love that this show is free, you guys got to do us the biggest favor and go to iTunes. You know, when you listen to our podcast, because you can listen to the podcast. You don't just have to watch it on YouTube. But go ahead and give us a rating. Let us know what you think and what you like, because it's easier to find our podcast when you guys do so. We love the interaction. We are on the live chat right now. Sensei's on it and Melody's on it on their phones. So definitely talk to them. But we would definitely love to see what you guys think about the show.
Yes, yes.
The more we know what you guys want, the more we could better the show as well, too. So go ahead and follow us and subscribe to us on iTunes. Go ahead and give us 5 stars. That would be great. And listen to us on there, too. Maybe on your way to school, on your way to work. If you can't catch on YouTube, you can still hear our voices.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So this right here, we've had both of these two on here from AYTO and Second Chances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Shamron. I didn't even know they had a name.
I didn't know that either.
Me either.
You know what I mean? But Cameron and Shanley, right? Cameron and Shanley, they weren't together, but they were together.
Well, this is some tea for me. This is some tea for me because I loved Michaela and Cameron. Like, when I was watching Second Chances and even Are You the One, like, I was like, I love them together. When they came in here, I'm like, I love them together. And then, like, you know, Are You the One was coming on, and then, like, I saw all this drama, you know, and this tea between Shanley and Cameron. I'm like, oh. And everyone's saying, like, oh, yeah, they're supposedly just friends, just friends. So the whole time they were claiming they were just friends.
You know.
And then today when she came up, I'm like, oh, shit. So this whole time they were dating. But I guess I missed that whole chunk.
Yeah.
I was definitely in it to see. I was on their IG story trying to figure it out on their lives and all that stuff. They have some crazy lives. I don't know if you guys caught some of them. But
really?
They had some good times on IG
Live. They did. That sent some waves through the social media.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Especially, I'm sure. I mean, Michaela and her... I'm pretty sure don't talk after this whole situation as well, too.
Yeah, no, I'll put
you know
in.
What I'm saying? okay, so it's interesting to see her come back, and she came back, and she said that she wants to get to know him a little bit more because they kind of ended on a weird, rocky patch.
Yeah.
You know? You know anything about this, Tyler? I feel like you got the inside scoop.
All I know is they were into each other, and now that they have a chance to talk to each other, she said... She wanted to show him what he was missing.
Right.
So, obviously, she's a cute girl. She's going to, like...
She's a fun girl, too.
She's going to flirt with him. She's going to see what happens, you know?
Yeah. And it was funny. One of our, you know, fans in the live chat was saying how this was the nicest we've seen Shanley on any...
Oh, yeah.
You know, show since Are You the One? Oof. I mean, he totally had her just, like, goo-goo eyed and just, like, ooh.
It's
like,
true, though. I didn't even think about that.
I know.
But remember, everyone said that this is the nicest they saw Angela, too. Like that first episode.
Oh, yeah,
on the first episode, everyone was like, yo, this is a nice side to see Angela. Angela's totally different from
we
Bad Girls
Club. We thought she turned
club.
Over a new leaf.
You know what I mean?
And then...
Not to say that Shelly's going to turn over and come back and get all crazy again, but you never know. But that'll be fun to watch.
Well, but this is my thing, though. I just really feel like Cam is just not a relationship type of guy.
Really?
No, he's not. No,
the way
not.
He was talking, though, to her?
I know.
No, because he has this energy.
Yeah, true.
Yes. He has this energy about him that's, like, super... cold somewhere in him.
Really?
It's just super cold, but it's like this outside like, yeah, I like you, yeah, but like I'm scared. Like when Shanley was saying that he's scared, like he comes off with that, like,
you know,
either he's just like doesn't want, like, if you don't want to be in a relationship, just don't be in one until you find the right person, you know what I'm saying? I feel like with him, I don't know, I get this vibe that he's just not a relationship type of guy, or he's scared of like a relationship. Okay. So I just, I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere.
Because he seems like a quiet dude. I mean, when we saw him with Michaela, I thought he was super quiet. I didn't know he had that personality until after that. It may be they were just masking it from each other, or just, that's just how they worked together.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he felt, I don't know, maybe that whole relationship with Michaela just made him into a different person, you know? Because I know when they were together, it just seemed like they just really loved each other. Like, when they were here and stuff like that. So maybe that whole relationship changed him a little bit. He a little cold. I was feeling the burr, like the ice coming through the TV,
but,
just a little bit.
But check it, too. So we said that no one is safe because, look, Alicia came back and she's a single now, right? Mm-hmm. And Cameron is an ex, yet he still had an ex come to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That didn't surprise me, though.
That's, you know what I mean? There's just, like, twists and turns all over this. Mm-hmm. Like, no one is going to be safe.
Right. Yeah,
and it seems like they have no guidelines. The ex on the beach people are just like, okay, we're going to do this now, and you guys are just going to take it.
Yo, I'm telling you, I feel like there's, like, a line of producers sitting down with earrings and listening, and they're improvising as you're going along, especially
I got an idea. You know, and then just like throw them in there. Maybe they don't even send people home. Maybe they just keep them in the hotel the whole time.
In like a holding area?
Yeah.
That's a T. Look at that.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, why not? They're like, oh, you know what? You came back into play. We're going to take you back and we're going to put you in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo. They need to have. Yup.
Or maybe a lot of people just didn't want to be on this show.
They were like, it's just going to get too messed up for my brain.
We're going to watch this first. What up, Lem? First.
Yeah. I see you, Lem, in the chat.
See is what Lem I in the chat?
Oh, hey, Yo. Lem.
We miss you.
Yo, shout out to Lem. Lem isn't here right now because he's enjoying his time in Vegas. I don't know what you're doing in the chat. Maybe you just check it on us to make sure we're doing okay.
We're doing it right.
But shout out to Lem. He will be back next week as well, too.
Hold on. I just saw a comment that is saying this version of X on the Beach is so much better than the UK. Ooh. You is a lie.
No.
You a lie. Don't. This UK version.
You really? Like the accent at the UK version. You saw
it's messier, too. Like, are you kidding me? They go in. Yeah,
it's messier than this. This is messy.
Nah. I'm going to send you some clips. I'm going to start posting clips.
Send me clips because I need to see what's good.
Since I like messy. You know what I'm saying?
I think this is messy. Today, so
yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people are playing it safe this season with X on the Beach. I definitely feel like people are playing it safe. I don't feel like people are really, you know, making risks and stuff like that.
Some people Derek would have totally hooked up with Haley if he didn't know he was going to get, like, X'd off by Chris.
If she was going to get X'd.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like, because he just
said. They were flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people aren't taking risks and they're making us bored.
That's why the UK version is messy because you can't vote people out.
So you're just stuck
in the house. I like that. Because no matter what, you're going to be stuck in this house. Yeah. Y'all going to have
to So you see the guys jumping from girl to girl, it's hilarious.
So the solution is take out all the singles that are boring and then put in all the interesting people.
I feel like a lot of these people are boring.
Tyler, who would you want to see on next season? Yes.
Oh, man. I got for my season, I want Nerys, Malcolm, and Didi.
Wow.
That would be great.
how are they doing?
I want Clint and Jada to just box. I don't really even want them on the show. I just want them to fight.
Clint and Jada just to box, y'all.
And then like just other challenge couples that have been known to fight on TV. Because some of these couples are together, and then you see like, oh my gosh, you're making an avocado sandwich for me.
Was holding the avocado though.
Oh yeah, that was a crime. Don't do that ever again.
You gotta scoop the avocado out.
Oh yeah, he's there peeling it.
And he just smacked it on the sandwich. Here you go, babe.
Was that Polly and Lexi?
Yeah, it was Polly and Lexi.
They don't get too much shine in their
situation, do they?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they're clearly over there working it out and making sandwiches. You know,
it's not good TV.
It's not. Yeah, no. I mean, not everyone wants to see a happy couple. But shout out to you, happy couples out there.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to you. You in a happy relationship.
Oh, okay.
You in a super happy relationship. So shout out to you. There you go. Go ahead. Look at her glowing, shining. Anyways, let's get into our special segment. How about that? Because we've never done this before. It's something that we kind of just thought about on the fly. But I love watching The Breakfast Club, and I love seeing what Charlamagne has to say as far as Donkey of the Day. The person who he thinks has the most issue or the is just wrong. It's just wrong in everything that they're doing. You know what I mean? Kanye was Donkey of the Day one day. A whole bunch of people were Donkey on that. So what about X of the Day? Who do we think is going to be like? Who do we think is just did the most and was the worst in this episode? What do you guys think? I have one and I can say it real quick, but I'm gonna let you. You want me to go first?
Yeah,
go first. I think I talked about it before. Chris.
I agree.
Chris, Louis would be a second. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to give Louis that. Chris is one, because Chris from this episode to the last episode says he loves her. He doesn't love her, sends her home. It goes back and forth with it. He gets jealous really quick. So if he wants to fix it, he would have tried to fix it and kept her in. Yes. But he's super emotional with the whole situation. And I think a lot of things fly over his head. She was not interested, I'm pretty sure, from the get.
All right. Well, my donkey of the day goes to Haley.
Ooh. There's the match right there.
Hey, where's my music? And I feel like that because she shouldn't have let Chris tell everyone to let her go. She should have done the magic, and she should have worked her way to get one of them crushes. You know what I mean? Or at least, like, you know, make... Well, I guess they can't vote Chris out, but...
Who knows?
He needs to go, honestly. Yeah. I'm so tired of him.
They might make another switch. He's so boring. She should have tried harder to stay in the house. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Melody?
I'm going to have to agree with you, and it's Chris all day. You know, I can't get over him just crying the way he was last time, and that's all I see. And
two episodes before Vince Vaughn. Oh, God.
Shout out to your uncle. Oh,
man. Tyler, what about you, man?
I think definitely Louie is my donkey of the day.
Louie!
I mean,
I get it! He's a wild card!
But yeah, I think it was really his loss. If he's really that emotional about Victoria, he should have wiped her up. They wouldn't even be on the show right now if they were together, you know?
Maybe she didn't allow him to wipe her up.
Louie!
Stop! Yeah, because she was busy, like, hoeing, so why would she want a boyfriend?
Exactly. You know what? I take it back. Louis, do whatever you want to do. Victoria, I don't know. What do you think, girl?
Louis's just the donkey because he's the outsider.
This poor dude just came on. Louis super was nice
talking about
just...
his, yeah. Louis was talking about his problems to Derek, and Derek was just like...
He was nice.
Just not even listening. I feel bad for him.
Because he was saying that Louis said that he had an inkling that this was happening, but never said anything.
Yeah.
What was happening?
That he might have been messing with her.
All right. Your intuition is always right, boo boo.
Trust your gut, y'all.
That intuition be real.
Trust your gut, y'all.
If you're going to be in that situation, like sex friends or whatever you want to be, you got to lay the ground rules or someone's going to
get
hurt.
He said sex friends.
Yeah, sex friends.
Oh, that's the other word for intercourse. It's called sex. I jumped to Evan.
Are you now?
See,
I thought you were just trying to be good. You just forgot the word.
The sex word.
Nobody calls it that.
I know.
That's true. Yeah.
It's buddies.
Friends with benefits in that situation. Anyways, what's going on in the chat? Tell me, give some shout outs to the fans of the chat, y'all.
All right, Melanie, you want to go first?
I don't know who that is, so no.
Okay. Ooh, Melanie. No. I'm sorry. My D was silent. Okay, girl. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You sound like Chris and Chelsea Healy.
I saw in the somebody said Melanie has some. I don't know who you're talking about, so I can't comment
on
it.
I'm sorry, Melody. I'm like quick with my words. Okay, forgive me. So do you want to go first or no?
No.
Okay. Celine Romero Gomez. What's up, girl? Amir Lewis is in the chat.
C
Dub is in the chat. We got Kimberly Diaz saying bye, Chris. Chris needs to go. Xavier Jones, what's up, boo boo? He says, LOL, watch Chris be y'all's guest next week. Laughing my ass off.
Watch him not.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some good guests next week. I can't wait for y'all to see that. And it's not Chris.
Yes. And yeah.
Melody, I have a question for you. If you had to play Mary F. Kill,
ooh,
June. Louis or Chris, what would you do?
Okay, June, Louis, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. This is a good one. Exactly. Good one, Tyler.
I would... Oh, God. I kill...
Chris.
Damn it. That hairline, though, I want to kill it.
That's my hairline, y'all. Stop it.
There we go.
I can't.
But it's so hard. I would kill... I'd kill Chris because I'm not going to deal with the man who's crying all day. I would marry... Oh, God.
I'd marry
June.
You'd marry June?
June seems nice.
And I'd F... Who was it? Oh, whatever his name
Louis.
Is.
Louis. Yeah, Louis, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if I have to. You're holding against me.
Demetri 2.0, eh?
Yeah.
Don't start that this season. We not doing that.
Oh, is Demetri about to pop off on the couch sometime? That's the tea.
I'm very single, y'all. Don't even get any ideas.
Single, y'all. Wow. I love it, y'all. Well, that was fun. We should do that more often with a special segment, y'all. That was cool.
That was a good one.
The MFK thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a Well, I'm going to bring it back to you, Melody.
Thank you.
Because we talked about this news and gossip beforehand, but the things that seems to be more that like comes up every single week as the weeks pass on.
It is every week, and I'm like getting tired of it.
Yeah. So news and gossip. Let's get into it, y'all.
Let you know, guys. A couple weeks ago, Sensei actually said we wouldn't have to be doing that much digging, and she was absolutely right because.
Let me hear it.
Because our girl, what was her name again?
Angelina.
No. Jemmy?
Oh, Jemmy.
Jemmy.
Yeah, Jemmy girl.
Went ahead and retweeted a picture of Tarai and Angela and commented on it and said, is that a banana? And she was there in the house when everything went down. So, I mean, I think at this point, do we know what's going on?
It happened. They hooked up.
Angela likes bananas. So.
I mean, it keeps them popping up, and everyone is talking about it. There's like whole they're nutritious. The whole timelines are like, you know, potassium's good, right? The timelines are always talking about the situation, and I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen during that season.
My question is, are we shocked at this though?
About her and the situation?
I mean, yeah, because I'm like,
I had no idea that would
come. And then you see bananas. It's like.
I think bananas really has zero type. Like
that's you said he has zero type. Zero
type. His type is girl.
Yeah, his type is girl.
How old is bananas now?
72.
I'm done.
See, I was being nice.
My bad. I guess.
Bananas has been on MTV since I was in middle school, I think.
Yeah, really? I think so.
I mean, good for him. He's 100 doing a challenge, he should get an award, something.
King of MTV?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's what we got for you today, and that's probably going to keep on boiling. So if you have anything as far as news and gossip that you want us to look into, I know some of you guys tweet us and let us know some of the juice and the tea that you guys find, because you guys are like Sherlock Holmes, like investigators. Y'all really be looking deep into this and find some interesting stuff. But please let us know. Tweet all of us. Let us know. Melody, like I said, our resident Wendy Williams, even though she doesn't like Melody.
I'm leaving.
even though she don't like it, our resident Wendy Williams here. You know, my bad. It was a slip of the tongue type situation.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
Kristen, it's a Haley and Chelsea type, you know. So.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I know. She should never do that to you, Melody. Apologies.
Thank you.
We apologize. Mm-hmm. Melody. My bad.
I can't.
Anyways, let's get into some predictions I feel like that's all we really need to talk about, right? Mm-hmm.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions.
So
I got nothing yet. So y'all go.
I gotta gather my thoughts. Tyler, do you have anything that you think is gonna happen?
I gotta tell the MTV producers
Ooh.
To stop playing my boy Joe because he needs to be on the show.
I was gonna say, who's
and
Joe?
That's another element you can add to this little Corey Taylor situation, and I don't see what Joe feels about it. So Joe's coming to come on the show soon.
I feel like I saw a snippet of Joe a couple weeks ago, and I'm
they
pretty
keep showing
sure
his arm tattoo.
Yeah. I feel like he's gonna come, and that's gonna be interesting because if Taylor is still trying to rock with Corey,
and for a fact, I know since I'm his castmate, he had very strong feelings before that he went on the show for Taylor.
She came out on the reunion, right?
Yeah.
She was there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In the reunion, she was there. They were together. Mm-hmm. They were in the same hotel together, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know what happened.
I mean, yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, especially if Corey's starting to talk to Alicia, I could see like her going back to Joe and then it just being a four.
I don't think so. I think Joe's done a lot of dirt to make him.
Joe did a lot of dirt.
To Taylor?
I mean, he did Joe some dirt. Messed up stuff to Taylor. So.
Did he? Like what? What did Joe do?
Some more news and gossip?
Oh, yeah. Do you
what? News and gossip, girl. What did Joe do,
well,
girl?
Some tea I read online.
I feel like you know so
we
much.
Need the music news and gossip.
I just
breaking news, y'all.
I read online recently that Joe, I thought we talked about, Snapchatted himself having sex with other girls and sent it to Taylor's brothers.
What?
Joe.
That's pretty nasty.
I'm gonna start calling you Joe Bird.
Yo.
But this is so funny because I remember when he was on Are You the One, I was like, he's kind of cute, he's a little man, but I said that, and now I'm just like, bye.
Oh yeah, you gotta need Joe on the show to explain that shit.
Joe's funny. Joe came to us on Skype in Hawaii. in a hot tub.
Yes.
That's how he talked to us during your season.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my God,
yeah.
You guys. That's so funny.
He came in with them. That's interesting. Well, I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Okay.
Well,
What about you for predictions now after all that?
My bad. Right. Big prediction. Sorry.
Well, I'm kind of interested to see like this date with Chase and Victoria. Oh, yeah. And then how Louie's going to feel. Like, what is Louie going to do, you guys? Like,
I just feel so bad because you have Chase and then you have Louie and it's like,
It's like Chase and then it's like Louie.
I feel bad because I feel like Louie's still going to try to chase after Victoria throughout this whole time and he's not going to connect with anybody else.
Chance.
If he connects with somebody else, I'm going to be super surprised because there was no connection.
I'm going to need Louie to get with Jasmine.
Oh.
I think, you know how Louie can get with someone? He should just get that weird balding haircut that all the dudes have that have somebody in the house, which I don't know why that's attractive.
Oh, duh, these hairline situations. Oh my God.
Apparently that's cool.
One other thing I think that they should do for the next season to spice it up, they should have same sex couples.
There's been people, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying for X on the Beach, like they should have brought more
diversity out there.
Yeah,
in a sense.
I think that would have really spiced it up too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, see all these predictions. Okay. That was a big situation over there that we kind of tangented off to.
You know what we didn't realize on the picture? There's another guy that we thought was June.
We think it's Jasmine's ex, but we haven't. Yeah. We don't know yet. There's another. Cool. If you guys look close to the picture that's behind this and online for all the promos, there's this guy that looks like June as well. June's on the right if you're looking at the picture, and there's another person on the left, and we don't know who that
His
is.
His hairline isn't as bad.
That's the hairline. I'm mad at y'all. I can't with y'all.
Wow.
That's Lem's fault. Yeah. He started
that. My name been and I ain't in it.
Right. But there's somebody in there and we don't know who it is. And we have more exes to come. This is only there's about four more episodes left.
True, true, true.
So we're waiting for Joe to come on and wreak some havoc. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it, y'all.
All right.
Any other final thoughts?
No.
That's it?
I think that was great.
We gotta wait for next week. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Lem will be back next week for sure, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, that is our episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. It's your boy, Nino, and you can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Check out my website, thefifthelementmag.com, to stay connected with anything fashion, lifestyle, and hip-hop, y'all.
And you guys know what it is. It's your girl, Sensei Don't Play. Follow me everywhere. Sensei Don't Play, S-I-N-S-E.
And guys, you already know, follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose.
Get messy.
You guys already know, Tyler, semicolon. I forgot it. If you want to see me talk shit on Twitter, you can do that because I do it all the time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This IG is pretty funny too. So
watch out for this IG. I got the captions on flames, you know.
On flames, yeah. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. Back with Lem again. Peace out and have a good week, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
You did it.
There you go. First time.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.